Well, hey there, and thanks for joining us for the LifePoint Drivecast today. My name is Chris Wazowski. I serve as the Family Ministries Pastor at our Lewis Center campus. And this past Sunday, we continued our series in the Book of Esther that we're calling Tightrope. And what we did is we kind of looked at these two rivals, Haman the Agagite and Mordecai the Jew, right? These two men are rivals, and there was kind of this bad history between their peoples for a long time. And we kind of compared their lives. When you look at Haman's life, it's pretty easy to see that he was very much driven by both his pride and his passions. Haman was kind of like the vice president of the kingdom, and everywhere he went, Haman would be honored by people. They would either stand at attention or they would bow as a way of honoring him, except for Mordecai, which Haman obviously hated. And so what we see is actually after Mordecai refuses to honor Haman, Haman goes home and he gathers all his friends and his wife, and he begins to recount everything really that matters in regards to his pride, his value, and his honor. He recounts the splendor of his riches. He lists his accomplishments and his promotions. He brags about his kids, and he even brags about how he gets invited to go to feasts with the most important people in the kingdom. And I wonder what this conversation would have looked like today if it had happened. Maybe he'd be busting out his LinkedIn profile, showing how quickly he rose to the top of the company or all the awards he's earned. Maybe he'd brag about his kids' GPA and all the scholarships they've been offered. And maybe he'd be showing his Instagram account and his TikTok and showing how many followers he has. But then Haman says something very interesting in Esther chapter 5, verse 13. He says, "Yet all of this is worth nothing to me so long as I see Mordecai the Jew sitting at the king's gate." You know, everything that mattered most to Haman didn't really matter as long as there was one person who wouldn't give him the credit or the honor or the acclaim that he felt entitled to. And I think there's an important lesson in this for all of us. You know, living for the praise of people will ultimately leave us hollow. You know, there's nothing wrong with being recognized when we do well or when we steward an opportunity at work or school or wherever else well. There's nothing wrong with success being recognized or having a platform. And there's definitely nothing wrong with celebrating our kids. But the problem arises when we find our value in receiving praise or affirmation from people. Why? Because there's really not enough praise to truly fulfill us. You know, even with everything that Haman had gained and accomplished, it wasn't enough for him. This reminds me of a film that my family really enjoys called The Greatest Showman that came out a few years ago. It's about a man, P.T. Barnum, who kind of rises out of poverty to find great success in show business. And with all that success comes affirmation and praise, and yet it's still never enough for him. And so there's a famous song that's played in the middle of the movie called Never Enough. And I am not going to sing it for you, but I'll read you some of the lyrics. It says, "All the shine of 1,000 spotlights, all the stars we steal from the night sky will never be enough, never be enough. Towers of gold are still too little. These hands could hold the world, but it'll never be enough, never be enough." And P.T. Barnum finds himself feeling hollow. He finds himself feeling bitter and even pain because there are those who won't recognize or celebrate him. And so in the same way, Haman is bitter towards Mordecai. But Mordecai is very different. You know, Mordecai served faithfully at his posts as the true king accomplished his purposes. You know, Mordecai had different posts. He had his post at work at the king's gate, and he was faithful in his work, but he didn't even realize it just in him being faithful really at his job that God was up to something bigger and greater. And God used his faithfulness really to bring salvation to Mordecai's people. And what I love about Mordecai is that he never sought honor for himself. He just served faithfully and humbly. You know, in the same way that Haman and Mordecai were rivals, the rivals of pride and praise are humility and faithfulness. 1 Thessalonians 4:11 says, "Aspire to live quietly and to mind your own affairs and to work with your hands." James 4:6 says, "God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble." So let me ask you, what post do you have? At work, at school, in the home, on your team, in your life group, on a life team. May you and I, may we be faithful in our posts. May we not seek praise for ourselves or acclaim for ourselves, but may we be mindful that as we're faithful, the true King is bringing about his purposes in the lives of people who are in and around our posts. And when I look at Mordecai's life and the incredible things he did, I look back at Esther chapter 2, where he was bringing up Esther, the daughter of his uncle, for she had neither father nor mother. You know, when Esther's parents died and she was very young, Mordecai didn't assume or look for someone else to assume that post. He stepped up and stepped into Esther's life. He raised her up. He modeled faithfulness for her. He instructed her. And as we'll see this coming Sunday, because of him faithfully stepping into her life, generations of families would find salvation. And you know what? Thousands of years later, we're still honoring Mordecai because he had such a great legacy that really began with him stepping up in the background and being faithful to step into the life of a young person. And so I encourage you, whatever post God has given you at work, at school, in the home, that in a culture and world that seek praise and acclaim, that you would seek faithfulness to the true King who deserves all of our praise. Would you pray with me? God, thank you just for your word and these stories that really teach us so much about you, but also teach us about us. Lord, while there was a culture these thousands of years ago that wanted to promote acclaim and praise, we live in a similar culture, God, that tells us to get ahead and get above everybody else and to seek acclaim and honor and praise for ourselves. But God, I pray that we would follow the example of your Son. Lord, your Son gave up the majesty and the riches and glory of heaven to come and serve us and to give his life as a ransom for many. Lord, he took on death in our place and he served us so that we might have life in you. And so God, I pray that we would respond to that by being servants ourselves, that we would be your servants. Lord, that we would follow you, that we would go wherever it is that you want us to go, that we would take up whatever post you want us to take up, and that we would find ourselves both humble and faithful and being about the true King's purposes, God, your purposes. We love you and we praise you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, hey, thanks so much for joining me for the DriveCast today. We would love for you to join us for services this Sunday. You can join us in person at our Delaware, our Lewis Center, or our Westerville campuses. You can find out location and time information for in-person services at lifepointohio.com. If you would like to join us online, you can do that as well. Go to lifepointohio.com/watch. All right, have a great day, and may you be faithful today at whatever post God has given you, and may you remember that God will continue to move his plans and his purposes forward.